there was three key elements to the ASCENT project. The first was researcher learning, which concluded in a preliminary report. We had visitor monitoring survey that supported that specific work package. The second aspect was in terms of the design of an actual upland path, or what we call a sustainable solution, which was presented to Donegal County Council elected members back in April and approved at a council meeting on April 24th. And the third aspect to that is the development of an integrated management plan, and also what we call trialing work, piloting work. So all of the learning that we had got from the international partnership to bring that shared learning and knowledge back to implement a sustainable solution on Errigal. Further to that aspect of work, there was two trial sites. There was 70 metres of trialing work using natural and native materials from the mountain just beyond the car park there, and further up, 2 kilometres further up the mountain, and there was a pitched path put in there using natural aggregate. So that was the three aspects. I suppose the development of an integrated management plan supported that third work package, and that's really planning in a strategic approach and a strategic manner to the next 7 years at Errigal Mountain, specifically the Dunluce community.
The priorities are to preserve the mountain, preserve the integrity of the mountain, facilitate the visitors and encourage them to visit in a sustainable way, and also to ensure that you're bringing in the people of Dunluce, that you're placing Errigal, as it were, in its own environment and Dunluce central to that.
Absolutely, Donal. The key drivers at every aspect of the ASCENT project was the dynamic that was there with the local community, who have done phenomenal work, were there at every stage of every activity that we implemented at Errigal, and also that broader Errigal stakeholders group. So as you mentioned there, the is restore and protect, which is the ecological integrity of the mountain in the first instance, and then looked more at the Errigal partnership and continuing that dynamic that has always been there since 2012 to oversee and guide the activities for the next 7 years as well. Yes, and finally, as we know through visitor monitoring survey as well, we know that a lot of people who visit Errigal would visit Glenveagh National Park, Ards Forest Park, and coming off the Wild Atlantic Way. So it's capturing visitors on their journey and ensuring that they're visiting Dunluce as part of their the visitor experience there.
Often you hear of programmes like ASCENT or others, and they come and there's a big fanfare and then they go and little is heard again. This one appears to be a really successful one. This one is going to have a lasting effect.
Yes, Donal, I've been working on it for the last number of years, and my colleagues have been working on this with the community there since 2012. So I suppose it's important now that there's momentum there through the ASCENT project that's carried forward for the next number of years for the term of the management plan going forward, and to ensure that all the key agencies are involved going forward to implement that plan.